One day, the receptionist at my practice came back to my office looking puzzled and a bit uncertain. "There's a woman here to see you," she said. "She doesn't have an appointment, but she says you operated on her a year ago." This was unusual. Most people don't just drop in on their neurosurgeon, but I had a few moments to spare in my schedule. "Send her back," I replied, wondering who this woman might be and what was so urgent that would make her come by unannounced. Moments later, a former patient entered my office. I immediately recognized the confident woman and remembered her case. Her name was Joan. She was petite, with dark hair, and looked much younger than her advanced years. She had taken good care of herself, and she had the appearance of someone in control and perfectly put together. She had been referred to me because a dangerous aneurysm had been discovered in her brain. Instead of being a single round ball, the aneurysm was multi-lobed with a wide neck. This type is harder and riskier to repair, and you never know if you can do the surgery without blocking the main blood vessel. We had spent a lot of time going over the pros and cons of doing the procedure, in light of her age and ability to endure and recover from it. With nearly 80-year-old vessels, she could easily have had a stroke if devices were maneuvered through them. The aneurysm looked ugly, as though it could bleed at any time, and I did feel she should have it fixed. But given her age, I could not suggest one course of action more strongly than another. I could only provide the statistics and let her decide. She had brought her family in to help her make the decision. After deliberating, they decided to go forward with surgery. I prayed with her before and after the procedure. At that time, she let me know rather firmly that she didn't believe in God, but that she did not mind if I prayed for her. The surgery went well. Joan's follow-up examination had indicated no lingering complications. There was no reason to see me again. Yet, there she stood in my office 1 year later, looking a little out of place but self-possessed, as I remembered her. Her words were unexpected. "I came here without any makeup and without an appointment because I just needed to see you," she said. I had no idea what to make of her urgency, so I did what most smart doctors do. I leaned back against my desk, put my head to one side, and listened. "At my last appointment after the surgery, I asked you a question," she continued. "I asked why most educated people don't believe in God. And you said..."